All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming to the session. I'm going to talk about Licor's product, the LAI 2200C Plant Canopy Analyzer. It's based on technology mathematical models that have been around since the 80s, but we have a new light scattering correction that I'll get into later. So I'll just talk about leaf area index, what exactly it is, and what are some of the applications that rely on this measurement. I'll tell you about some of the methods that can be used for LAI measurements, specifically the gap fraction method, which is what the LAI 2200C uses. I'll tell you a little about the instrument, how to make measurements, and give you more information about the new light scattering correction. So what exactly is leaf area index? It is defined as one-sided leaf surface area per ground surface area, so it's a dimensionless ratio. You've got meter squared of leaves per meter squared of ground. It's also known in the scientific literature as plant area index, vegetation index, or foliage area index, just because it's very difficult to exactly measure just the leaves and not any of the stems, tree trunks, that sort of thing. So typically all of that is lumped together into the foliage area index. And as most of you know, since you're here at this conference, leaves are very important. Leaf area is an indicator of plant biomass, which has direct impact on the photosynthetic capacity of a canopy and also the transpiration. It's very important for plant studies, whether you're looking at just individual plants or entire ecosystems. And this applies to studies of canopy growth and productivity, also plant vigor. Air pollution deposition and modeling can also use the structure of the canopy to determine the flow of particles through a canopy. Insect defoliation, you can look at the amount of area that insects consume. Remote sensing, this also has applications for that. And ultimately the global carbon cycle as well. So some of the methods for directly calculating LAI is to take every leaf from a canopy and measure its leaf area. Licor actually has leaf area meters, such as the one shown here. However, this is very difficult to do. You have to get every leaf, and you can only do it once. So it's not practical for most measurements. It is a good validation tool to use for various other methods, but ultimately nobody wants to defoliate their entire canopy. So leaf traps can also be used. However, that depends a lot on the wind speed and direction. It's very susceptible to error as you try to capture various leaves that are falling from the canopy. So we turn to indirect measurements as the primary way to measure LAI. You can use hemispherical photography. Essentially, you put a fisheye lens onto a camera, take a picture of the canopy. But this is very subjective because you are essentially looking at a lot of white, green, and black pixels. And the saturation of the photo itself can affect your measurement. It's very subjective as to whether do I count this part, this green part of the leaf as leaf area, do I count this part of the sky as sky. It gets very subjective when you get down to it. So there's also radiation transmittance. Septometry and other methods are used to measure light conditions throughout the canopy. You can also measure this with reflectance. This is more with satellite imaging than anything else, but this is being done by NASA and several other cooperatives. And the last one that I'll talk about is the gap fraction distribution. And essentially what this is, you look at your reference above the canopy, and the sample would be below the canopy. So you're looking at the diffuse light intensity above and below the canopy, and you get this transmission. Now, transmittance through the canopy depends on an extinction coefficient, which in this case is the is g of theta, the fraction of foliage towards the view angle, the view angle being theta. The absorber concentration, which in this case is mu, your foliage density. And the path length also is important. In this case, it is s of theta, the distance between the canopy and your sensor. So essentially what we do is solve for the foliage density by flipping around some variables. And since the distance is equal to the canopy height divided by the cosine of the angle, and LAI is equal to the density times the canopy height, we can solve for LAI using this method. And with the LAI 2200C, we look at five different zenith angles. These are the angles shown here. So instead of integrating over the entire view angle, we look at five different zenith angles and calculate LAI. Now, it's deduced by inverting gap fraction for various angles throughout the canopy. This does depend on a model, very complex, but essentially what we do, if you had a known canopy structure, then you can predict how light is going to move through that canopy. What we do is invert this model so that knowing what light we're receiving, we can make predictions about the canopy structure. That's exactly how this instrument works. I didn't bring it to this talk, but it is down in our booth 119 if you'd like to stop by. Essentially, you take light readings above and below the canopy, and then we calculate gap fraction and therefore LAI. We also look at there's a new optional GPS unit that facilitates the light scattering correction that I'll talk about, as well as being able to locate your points. So the sensor head itself looks at five zenith angles, and the optical filters inside minimize the reflected and transmitted light. It looks at between 390 and 490 nanometers. That way we're not, essentially what we're doing is making sure that any light that is not received by the sensor is being blocked by the leaf. It's not being transmitted through the leaf. We want to see the leaf as a completely dark object. So, and then once we've done that, data can be stored on the sensor head or transmitted to the console, which is then calculates gap fraction, LAI, various other canopy attributes like the average leaf angle. There is an optional integrated GPS unit. And the console also allows for a connection of up to two sensor heads, up to two light sensors as well, and a USB connection to a computer where you can view your data. So basically, to make a measurement, you would record one above canopy reading and several below canopy readings. All of that data together would be integrated into one LAI value. Gap fraction is calculated automatically, and then you get a single value from the canopy transmission model. There are several options for the measurement. Typically, most people will use one sensor, but if you have very tall canopies, it can be very difficult to get a true above canopy reading. So what people do would be similar to this picture, where you have one sensor head outside the canopy in a gap, and that's continuously logging your above, your reference data. And then you would take the other sensor head into the canopy and make your below canopy measurements. There's also options for manual or automated measurements. Again, with this tripod, you would use an automated measurement with the sensor disconnected. And then there are several options for computation methods as well. There are several considerations for various canopy types. Most canopies can be measured by this method. There are a few considerations that you need to account for. For example, with small plots, you don't want to look at anything that's not within the size of your plot. And so with the sensor, you would put this cap that restricts the view to 90 degrees. And then that way you're looking only at your plot and nothing else. You would want to take several measurements around the plot as well. There's also considerations for homogeneous row crops. You would essentially look down the row and make measurements within the row, between rows, and everywhere in between. The same with heterogeneous row crops, except you would want to limit your field of view much more narrowly for those. You can also measure isolated plants or hedges. In this case, you would really want to just look at the plant and nothing else. There are some other considerations. You can change the angles that the instrument assumes, but that can be easily done. So the newest development with this instrument is the light scattering correction, based on a paper by Kobayashi and others in agronomy and forestry, forest technology, I believe, in 2013. And we've known about this error for quite some time. It shows up in hemispherical photographs as well. If you are receiving direct sunlight, you can have an overestimation of gap fraction as the sensor is saturated with direct light. In this case, for example, you might not have clearly defined leaves, especially on that left side. You've got bright sunlight that is showing up, kind of washing out the leaves, essentially. And so that will get you an underestimation of leaf area index. And that could influence, that could cause up to 26% error. So typically with this instrument, you would have to make measurements in diffuse light conditions, which would mean either uniform overcast days. That's very subjective. And the other option would be twilight, very early in the morning, and nobody wants to do that. So, based on the GPS reading, we can get latitude, longitude, and time. And with that information, we can calculate the position of the sun while you make your measurements. So, once that data is acquired, the file viewer software performs several iterations to minimize the error of the effect of direct sunlight. And so now LAI can be measured on a clear day. So in summary, leaf area index is a key variable when studying or comparing plant biomass, especially when you're comparing various treatments you want to know. Leaf canopy cover. Several methods are available, each with advantages and disadvantages. The LAI 2200C provides fully corrected LAI values with a quick measurement in a variety of canopy types, and now thanks to the light scattering correction, we can perform it in a variety of sky conditions as well. And with that, I will take any questions. Yeah.
Is there a size limit on the size of the tree or canopy that you can measure?
We typically recommend it's more based on the size of the leaves, actually. The distance between the sensor and the leaves should be four times the length of the leaves. If you've got very small plants, you would have difficulty with this method. There's really no upper limit as far as how high your canopy can be. So, yeah. Right. So branches do cause some error, right? There's no way to differentiate between branch and leaf. You might be able to do that with hemispherical photographs if they're in color, but that would be very difficult to do. That's why this is also called foliage area index, is just because it's very difficult to parse out branches and other structures from the leaves themselves. So, yep. Yeah, you could definitely take it out in the winter. I think the lower limit is 0°C. So, as you know, if you want to send your students out there, so be it. I think it's a fairly robust instrument in terms of temperature range. So, yeah. There's actually a way to identify how many measurements you should take. Once you have the instrument, you're able to log some data and perform some calculations that will tell you how many readings should I be making to minimize the error, to get a good view of what's actually going on. So, I don't have any numbers for you, but there is a way to test for that. So. Did you have a question?
Yeah, the system is distributed with a white cap put on it. Is it part of the, is this cap always has to be for if you want to take measurements all over?
Right. So actually,
a shower cap or a.
Right.
When you do measurements in a twilight time, it's very wet sometimes on the canopy.
Yeah, that is true. So what he's referring to is the diffuser cap. This is important for the light scattering correction as well. You would use this. You would only put it on the sensor once every few hours and log a few data points, and that's to identify how much sunlight is direct and how much is diffuse. And so based on those records, the file viewer software can perform calculations to determine all of that. So. You wouldn't leave this on all the time. You would just use it to make those preliminary measurements for the file viewer, and then you would take that off. The sensor itself is watertight, but water directly on the lens would probably affect the measurements. So, all right. Thank you for your time.